We're doing borer. We're continuing with liklof perot, to peel fruits. Mutar liklof perot b'Shabbat. One may peel a fruit on Shabbos. Afilu maklipot enan ruyot la'achila. Even if the peels are not edible. So you want to peel an orange. You don't eat the peel of an orange. You want to peel a grapefruit, a lemon. Av kshemesir haklipa nimtza shemesir hapsolet u'miniach ochel. Even though, if you think about it, when you peel, you're taking off the peel, which is psolet. The peel is really the part that's not edible. That's the waste. And you remain with the orange in your hand. V'ukiborer psolet min ochel. It could be viewed as taking the waste from the food. She'en le'eter afilu b'shat achila. And that, we know, is not permitted even when you do it adjacent to the meal. Mikol makom kevan she'i fshar b'derech acher. Gam ken nechshav k'derech achila. That's considered the way we eat, even though ordinarily, in order for it to be considered derech achila, you have to take the food out of the sediment. Over here, you don't have that option. Being that you don't have that option, that's the way you eat an orange. That's the way you eat a grapefruit. You take out the food from, you peel off the klipa, and that's still considered derech achila. That's still considered the way of eating. So that's why it's not considered, it's not comparable, it's not similar to borer, and it's permitted. So obviously you're also allowed to peel with a knife. Now he sticks in a chumrah that's very well accepted, and that is don't use a peeler. And we discussed that Rav Moshe Feinstein held you may use a peeler. Rav Moshe said a peeler is just another form of a knife. So in most of the world, people who learn don't know Rav Moshe, and most people will tell you you may not peel a carrot or a cucumber with a peeler. So you guys want to seem like good Orthodox Jews, so don't go against City Hall. But if you want to use a peeler in your own house, well, might be a bad idea. If most people don't, so then they'll come to your house and they'll say, oh, it's Chozer B'tshuva, what does he know? So I'm not sure you want to do that. Saying
you won't have to go that far to say that. 5 days earlier.
Saying sometimes you don't need to go against City Hall.
What's the quote? What's the reference to Negros Moshe? And we can throw that in there.
Yeah. Okay. Remind me. I'll look it up.
Hang it up on the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though you're using the knife to peel off the orange, that's considered derech achila. Nechshav hakol derech achila. V'kivan shebein kan im heter shel derech achila, being that the reason it's permitted is because this is the manner in which it's eaten. In heter l'klof haperot rak samuch l'achila. So then it can only be peeled when you're going to eat it. So what happens if you have 15 kids? So you could do it 10 minutes in advance. That's the way you eat. You peel for 15 kids at a time. Meaning the fact that you're peeling 7 or 8 or 10 oranges to eat, if it's now, it's fine. The problem is if you want to make fruit soup or you cut out, you have a watermelon and you want to peel 30 oranges, that's when you run into problems. If you want to prepare it 3 hours in advance, you want to prepare it after the first meal, and you're only going to eat Shavuot Sudis in 4 hours, that's where it becomes prohibited. Yes?
You have leftovers, that's not a problem?
No. You peel them out, you think you'll eat. If afterwards you have leftovers, you don't have to worry about that. Whatever it's reasonable that you'll eat. And you don't have to think so accurately, well, I have 13 guests, 11 of them are vegetarians, they'll probably eat more, the two are there. You don't have to think about it that way. Whatever you think is normal, that will be eaten.
If you have a different way of taking out from the peel, like if you have a big pomelo, you can do it, you can cut it in two and take out the pomelo and then leave the skin by itself with a knife.
Yeah, you're right. Then that would be permitted. You're right. I'm talking to a chef here. You're right. So then he's saying if you cut the pomelo in half, and then you take the ochel out of the psolet, but that's still ochel mitoch psolet, it's only samuch
l'suda. That's more desirable way?
No, you don't have to. No, the world peels their oranges. That's okay. לפיכך בשבת בבוקר יש להמתין מלקלוף הבצלים והביצים עד שעת יציאת בית הכנסת שמקודם זה לא נקרא סמוך לאכילה. So he says a big thing here, He says you should peel the onions and the eggs adjacent to the meal. Earlier is not samuch la'achila. That's what he says here.